You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll ask you about how you're changing your diet or not after a new study shows processed meats come with an increased cancer risk.
First, we're checking in on what's happening today in the state assembly. Lawmakers are meeting and considering several bills.
One bill being discussed today would expand the ability to carry concealed knives. Another would begin the process of eliminating the state treasurer's office. And a third would overhaul the civil service system.
Sean Johnson is with us to talk about the proposed legislation. He's the state capitol reporter here at WPR News. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, let's start with the one that's gotten the most attention, the civil service overhaul. We've talked to you about this before, but sum it up for us. Briefly tell us what's going on in this change.
Yeah, basically, Republicans are making a lot of changes to the civil service protections in Wisconsin, and these are protections that go back to the days of fighting Bob La Follette. They've been around for more than a century, and while they have undergone changes over the years, this is a pretty big package full of changes. I think broadly speaking, you'd say that the plan that's up for a vote today in the assembly makes it easier or quicker to hire somebody, also makes it easier for a supervisor to fire somebody, and puts more of an emphasis, on that supervisor making decisions on hiring, firing based on what they see as merit. It's a little more subjective than the current system, which is based on, taking an exam to get hired and seniority, things like that. Under the new system, the supervisors would have more authority to decide who's doing their job well and who isn't.
And what happened with this today in the assembly?
As you and I speak right now, it's under debate. As something, like this usually goes, there are a lot of Democratic amendments to the bill. They're in the minority party. And so, all they can essentially do is call out what they see as the flaws with the bill that's going through the assembly. And so they're in the process of doing that right now. Probably be, maybe a couple more hours debate on this plan. Eventually, Republicans are going to pass it, and it's going to go to the Senate. But we don't know exactly what's going to happen there because the Senate and Assembly have some differing views on what this plan should include.
And as I understand it, one of the main differences is the idea of what people call the ban the box provision. First of all, what is this ban the box idea?
Yeah, the ban the box idea is that when you go back, people who support this say you shouldn't have to, when you're applying for a job, check a box to say whether or not you have prior criminal convictions. And the thought is that people who have those convictions on their record, we want to get them back into the working world, and we don't want those convictions, especially if they've served their time, to kind of hamper them as they try to get a job and better themselves. So that is ban the box. That is in the assembly bill that's going to pass today. That is not in the Senate bill that cleared committee already. And that's because Senator Steve Noss, who chairs the Senate Labor Committee, doesn't like it. He says, even if you have this ban the box provision, it is something that could come up later in, a job search. There are some state jobs that require you don't have any kind of a criminal record. And so he wants to, he does not want that ban the box provision in there. So we'll see what happens. I think what it does mean is that, a lot of the changes that Republicans have been proposing lately have been moving pretty quickly. Looked like this was one of them. It's going to slow down a little bit.
Apart from that difference among Republicans, the main argument back and forth seems to be Republican supporters say this makes it easier, as you said, Sean, to hire and fire people. It makes the system more efficient, more like what happens in the private sector. Democrats saying it opens the door to cronyism and patronage, which the initial civil service laws a century ago were supposed to get rid of. Has that been the line of argument pretty much today in the assembly?
Yeah, that sums it up in a nutshell. The Republican refrain on this is that we've got to mirror the private sector, because if we don't, the qualified people who might apply for state work or get hired into state work and go get hired into the private sector, Democrats are saying, well, hold on. First of all, government is not the private sector. Second of all, if you're worried about, what state employees think about their jobs, you might want to look at the rest of your agenda over the past few years. And then, as you mentioned, they bring up this idea that under these changes, you are going to open the door to more political hiring in Wisconsin, particularly because, you know, the way that the hiring process is overseen, it'll just be a few appointees away from the governor. And the thinking is among Democrats, well, you know, it's just going to open the door to, I guess, packing state government with people who have, you know, worked on Republican campaigns, potentially. Republicans say, you know, that's illegal. But I guess the Democratic counter to that is, yeah, you can do it with a wink and a nod, and it'll happen.
Talking to WPR reporter Sean Johnson about the latest news from the state assembly today. That was the civil service. Now, every now and again, Sean, we go to the polls and elect a state treasurer, usually not the marquee race in any given election. That would change, though, under what the assembly is working on, eliminating the state treasurer's office. What's the reasoning behind that?
This is one of those bills where I think supporters say this is a tangible way that we can point to an area where we are cutting state government. You know, I think if you look at the dollars saved under cutting the state treasurer, I'm not sure that's even been figured up, but it is not expensive at this point. The treasurer's office has been whittled down so much over the years in terms of how much responsibility it holds that even if you get this passed, you're not going to save a lot of dollars. It is one of those concrete, tangible examples, though, of cutting government that Republicans like to point to. And at least in the assembly today, you had a handful of Democrats who sided with them and voted to end the state treasurer, although it's still got a ways to go.
And we saw both the current state treasurer and his predecessor run on the agenda item of getting rid of the job they were running for. So even the office holders there support that.
Yes. The previous state treasurer did start to sort of change his tune, though, while he was in office, just because he said that he saw the value of what the office did when it came to managing unclaimed property, for example. That duty was taken away from the treasurer's office. It's now, you know, under the Walker administration. So that's the basic point that Republicans are making here, is that we've taken away so much stuff from this job. All this person really has to do is be on a conference call for the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, pretty obscure state agency in itself, you know, just every few weeks. So they want to move this forward, and they think that the public will vote to eliminate this office if they get the chance. But first, it has to pass the Senate this session. That didn't happen last session, so it's not a guarantee. And then it also has to pass the full legislature again next session.
And that's all because this is a constitutionally defined job, so it would take a constitutional amendment to change it, right?
That is correct. So until all that happens, the state treasurer will continue reporting to duty in his not-so fancy digs in the capital of the state basement, right across from the state Secretary of State, by the way, who has also seen a lot of his duties removed. They're both in the basement together, although Republicans are not pushing to eliminate the Secretary of State.
And finally, we hear a lot about concealed carry of firearms. The assembly working on concealed carry of knives today. What are lawmakers working on when it comes to knives in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's my understanding from just looking at the memo on this bill, we're not talking about just concealed carry of knives. We're talking about carrying knives. And this is a bill that started out as trying to kind of close a loophole on the way that our knife statutes are written as it is right now. If you have a spring-loaded knife, that could get you in trouble. So lawmakers kind of set out to fix that. What they ended up with was a bill that would ban the state's prohibition on switchblades. So if this becomes law, you can carry a switchblade in Wisconsin, and not just concealed. It would just say that you wouldn't be charged with a violation of disorderly conduct or anything like that for carrying or going armed with a knife. And we're reading here from the Legislative Reference Bureau memo, without regard to whether the knife is concealed or openly carried. So, and it would ban local governments from passing any kind of ordinance that is stricter than that. So it's a pretty big step forward in terms of what you're allowed to do with knives in Wisconsin. I think it's referred to probably accurately as constitutional carry for knives.
And I've seen some reaction from prosecutors and others saying, okay, it was okay if we clarify that you shouldn't be arrested for carrying your Tom Mix utility knife or your Swiss Army knife. This could open the door to, I don't know, carrying swords, machetes, long switchblades, Bowie knives, that sort of thing.
It could. I mean, I'm not sure about the swords and the Bowies just because I'm not familiar enough with the issue. But if you just look at the language of this bill that they pushed through, doesn't seem like there's a lot of restrictions there on what you could carry. And the fact that you don't have to conceal it, you know, so you don't have to hide a sword under your vest or anything. You can it's talking about what you can carry out in the open. There's just not a lot there that says, no, don't do this.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for keeping us up to date.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, State Capitol reporter for WPR News. He was with us to talk about the bills that the State Assembly was considering today, including a bill that would overhaul the civil service system and the bill we were just talking about, expanding the ability to carry concealed or unconcealed knives.
Coming up, there's been a lot of media attention on a new report claiming a link between processed meats and the risk of cancer. We'll ask if the news will change your eating habits. You can call in starting right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Will the new study showing a link between processed meats and cancer change your diet, do you think? Call 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.